And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and John.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're going to talk a little about making bacon this segment. And
really making bacon, though, not the
other part of making bacon. So this thing takes a few steps to do. You may want to follow along. This is something that we have not posted yet on the Grillin' Guys website, and we can, but this is a little bit of a detail deal. And look it up on the internet, because basically the process is the same wherever you look, but we just wanted to cover it because it's something fun to do
In
the winter.
And full disclosure, I have smoked and grilled a million things, but Randy actually bought me a kit for brining your own bacon, I don't know.
Brining a pork belly.
You found it online or something, and it came with a pre-mixed seasoning blend.
Right.
It was really good, and I think it even had a little bit of the preservative stuff in it, you know, the pink magic.
Right.
So he kind of forced my hand to try it, and I had wanted to, but, you know, it's like one of those things, like, when Sobey's got such good bacon, why do I want to bother?
Right, exactly.
I'm telling you, you want to bother, because when you pull that fresh bacon off your smoker, if you have some meat mitts, put them on, slice it hot like that right there, and just try it right off the smoker. You don't even have to fry it. I mean, or you can cube it up. It's a fantastic dish.
Right. So to start with, you need to get a pork belly. If you're going to do this, go to your butcher and get one. They can be up to 10 to 12 pounds, so you're going to make a lot of bacon. But the first thing that you
look...
That's
the good part.
Oh, yeah. The first thing that you look at is there's a skin on that. And it's because this is a pork belly, it is the skin is one side and the bacon meat is the other. And
save the belly button.
Right, yeah. And but you got to remove that skin, and it's kind of a fillet process. You'll see where the skin stops and the belly starts.
That's a good point. You do need a certain knife that's going to do a good job at taking that skin off without destroying that slab. So what I did to cheat and to make everything easier for me is I cut that belly into maybe three sections. So it made the brining easier, because I found using a Ziploc bag was the nice way to brine it. And you have to flip it over every 12 hours.
Right.
So not wasting the brine and everything, that helped me out. And that will help you get the skin off. You have about 8-inch section, you know, 10-inch segments.
Right. So, but keep that skin, because you can make what called cracklins. And if we have enough time, we'll come back to that.
Or
and
a
talk
football.
About- Right, yeah. But we'll come back to that because cracklins are a unique thing that if they're done right, they're really good. Pork rinds, you guys have all seen them in a bag at the party store or gas station.
Love
or
them. Love
right.
them.
And they're not that bad for you, really.
No. But when I've tried to make them, I didn't research. I just did what I thought it would be, and it just they were too crunchy. They were too there's got to be a trick to getting them to fluff up like that. And maybe it's the temperature of your grease. I don't know.
Hotter oil and don't overdo them, I think, but we'll get to that. So you said you got to cure it. You got this raw piece of pork belly.
Insta-cure.
Right. Yep. That's what it's called, but you're going to brine it too because you want to get some flavor.
There's salt and sugar and water and Insta-cure. And
right.
So that kit you got me, there was something else in there, and I wish I knew what was in there, because I think it was the best bacon I ever ate in my life.
Well, it might have been because you made it.
Well, it might have been because they have some magic in that bag.
Yeah, exactly. So there again is that there are people that have done this thousands of times, and then they put out these products that really work.
Right.
Take advantage of that. And if you buy a brining kit for bacon, there'll be instructions in there just like we're talking about, really. But I guess the point we wanted to make is take a chance on this. You're going to, you know, pork belly is, I don't know, $4 or $5 a pound. So you got a 40.
Yeah, if that.
You got a $40 piece of meat. You don't want to mess it up.
Randy's the guy to go to for prices because he's Dutch and he's always watching the prices.
Right.
Is that what they're up to now?
Yeah, right.
That's high.
Yeah, it is. But buy a pound of bacon. You know, I mean, it's up there. But anyway.
So is that something, if you see pork bellies on sale at Costco?
Okay.
Is that something you can buy and put in the freezer?
Yeah.
And then make your bacon later?
Right. Yeah, that'd be good.
Mm-hmm. So you could actually, buy a pork belly, cut it up, and do your cryovac trick.
Yep.
And just have a few on hand.
Right. So back to this cure. We've got it in the cure. You're going to leave it in there about 5 days.
Yeah.
Okay. And like Bob mentioned, you're going to want to turn it over. You put it in the refrigerator so it's a controlled 40 degrees or whatever it is. You got the brine on it, and then flip it over every day. You got 4 or 5 days. You leave it in there 6 or 7. It ain't going to hurt it any. But you want to brine it because you're driving moisture into that bacon, and you're driving a little bit of flavor, whatever the profile is that you put on in that brine. So you get that done, and then you're going to take it out, and you're going to rinse it, okay? And throw away the brine. It's worth nothing.
Right. Trichinosis.
Right. But, yeah, don't want to give that to even the dog. But what I'm saying is when you get it done brined after those days, you're going to open the package up, throw the brine away down the drain, and you're going to flip it over or rinse it off and let it dry.
Yeah.
Right? So then it comes to the time is we're going to smoke this stuff, right? And bacon especially is low and slow. You don't want it to be hot because you're going to cook it later. What you want to do is dry it out and get a little bit of that smoky flavor on there. Now, there's any kind of woods that you can use on that to get a flavor. You'll see, you go to the store and buy pre-made bacon, you'll see stuff with hickory on it.
Very common.
You'll see stuff with maple on it. But whatever, apple wood, you'll see that too. What they all depart or impart a specific smoke flavor.
And sometimes the producers will actually have a maple syrup in it. I don't like that.
I don't either. It's too sweet.
What the heck?
And it really jams up your pan when you're cooking it.
It just doesn't taste right. It tastes like something out of a factory.
Yep. It doesn't at all.
So when you put that in a smoker, would you put seasoning on it?
Well, you can if you want to.
But if your brine's salty enough.
Right. Well, yeah. But
I would put some cracked pepper on it.
Yep. And you could. And I think later in the smoke, you could put a little brown sugar on it. Our friends out at the grist mill out at Honey Creek, northeast side of Kent County, he makes this stuff called holiday bacon.
Yeah.
And that's his trick.
I know you like that.
Yeah, he sprinkles a little brown sugar on it in the last hour maybe to get a little, just a little crust on it. But you're not smoking this stuff high, and you're going to do about 170, 190.
Oh, you're taking all the fun out of it.
Right, yeah. But really where I'm going is you want to get that internal temperature to about 150. And when you've got the bacon to that, and hopefully Santa Claus brought you a digital thermometer. If he didn't, go buy yourself a gift for the new year if you don't have one.
Yeah, go to our website. You can, on the right-hand side, look for ThermoWorks. Click on. The price is way down since we started promoting them.
Right.
I mean, they just get better and better.
Right. So you take that thing out when it's at 150 in internal temperature, and you let it rest at room temperature on a baking rack just so the air can get all the way around it, and you're kind of drying it. And then after about 3 or 4 hours, I'm gonna wrap it in plastic wrap and refrigerate it overnight. Okay? Now, what that's going to do is that's going to tighten that bacon up.
That's right.
And it's going to be a lot easier for you to slice. If you slice it when it's warm, it's a little bit rubbery, and unless you got a razor-sharp knife, you're going to get really inconsistent slices out of that thing. So that would be my tip, is put it in the wrap it up in cellophane, put it in the fridge overnight, slice it the next day, and you're going to have a lot better luck.
God, I'm getting hungry again. How about you, Conrad? You ready for some bacon, buddy?
You know, I was thinking about the guys that got pellet stoves or special eggs or whatever over the holidays.
Yep.
I mean, they got to be tuning in going, wow, this sounds really good.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know how many guys got pellet stoves from their wonderful wives?
Oh.
Yep. A really good wife would get her husband something like that.
Yeah. Did you get one, Bob?
I have a really good wife. She doesn't have to because I don't have room. I can't even put all my stuff in my new grill area.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. That's a whole other segment. But so anyway, there you go. We've got the bacon done, and it's overnight. You get it out. Again, we were talking about this during the break. Why do I like to make bacon is because now I can cut that any thickness I want, depending on what I want to do with the bacon. When it's chilled, I get a sharp knife. I can do it thin. I can do it thicker, whatever I like to do. And then you throw it in a pan and bring it up to temperature again and cook it and crisp it up a little bit. And then
you can cube it if you're doing like pork belly tacos.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, but either way, this still needs to be cooked. Where I'm going is you brought it out of the smoker, you got it to 150, you still need to cook it in a pan. Don't eat it like
that. To reduce the fat.
Right. Yep, exactly. But that's bacon in a nutshell. Not really.
Or 10 minutes.
Right. Yeah. too much bacon. But anyway.
Never.
Go ahead. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hey, be safe out there, and Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in a week.
Yeah.